All right, and as mentioned previously, we are honored to have Sister Kendra Thaler, who is going to be giving us a devotion, a great devotion this morning. We know that she spoke to us here a couple of weeks ago. We heard some great things. We appreciate Sister Kendra, and I thought about her this morning. She is a very, very busy person. I know she has two boys that she's raising and training and teaching and a lot on her plate right now, so we do appreciate her taking the time to speak to us this morning. Sister Kendra. Hello, Sister Kendra. Are you there now? All right. We're waiting for Sister Kendra to get onto the call. We had made contact a little bit earlier, but anything can happen with technology, folks. So we're going to bear for just a few moments here, and hopefully Sister Kendra. Okay, I think we're having a little bit of an issue. Let me go ahead. Contact by text with Sister Kendra right now, and we're trying to figure out.
Okay, can you hear me, Brother Vic?
Okay, there it is. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, no problem, Sister Kendra. We are good. We're turning it over to you now.
Okay, good morning, church. I feel like I may have aged myself with that just a bit. I am so grateful to be on the call with all of you this morning. I miss all of your wonderful faces, and I can't wait to be together again. I just want to talk about something that the Lord put on my heart this morning about when the church says amen. And it's something that we say often. We say it when we're praying. We say it during church. We say it when we're worshiping. But I want to kind of get into why it is so important for our response as the church to be amen. And so we know that there's power in unity. We know there's power when we all speak the same language. There's power when God's church is on one accord, together with one heart, with one mind, with one accord. We can say amen. We can posture ourselves for our response to be a resounding amen unto the Lord. So first I want to talk about the meaning of amen, which we probably all know, but I just kind of want to set a little bit of a foundation to get into this. It means verily, of truth, or so be it. So every time we say amen, we're saying verily, of truth, or so be it. And so I want to talk about times when it's appropriate for us to say amen to the Lord. First of all, we know when the word of the Lord is spoken in our lives, whether that's through preaching, whether that's through a conversation with the man of God, whether that's through someone, God dealing with someone to speak something into our lives, we respond with amen. And when we respond with amen, we're saying we agree to what the Lord has spoken. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 5 through 6, it says, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground." And so here we see the man of God getting up in the sight of all the people, which is when the congregation of God is together. And when he begins to open up the word of the Lord, there's a reverence, there's a standing to honor the word of the Lord. And as he begins to speak the word of the Lord, the people lift up their hands, they respond, amen, they bow their heads and worship the Lord. Another time when it's appropriate to respond with amen is when we're responding to the testimonies of God's people. We've been hearing a lot of wonderful testimonies, and I know there are so many more that we haven't even heard of, and there's probably so much we can't even utter all of the wonderful things that God has been doing. But when we're saying amen to those testimonies, we are saying that we believe it was only the handiwork of the Lord that has done these things. And so I want to go to a scripture in the Bible where David begins to testify and glorify the Lord after the ark of God was brought back. And in the chapter before, what I'm going to go to was where David began to dance before the Lord and when the ark of God was brought back. And in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 1 through 2, it says, "So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And then verse 7 says, then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. And then he goes on to write this beautiful psalm that you'll just have to read it. I can't read all of it this morning, but it's so beautiful as he begins to give the Lord all of the glory and all of the honor for what he had done. And in verse 36, it wraps up with, blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. And so another time that it's appropriate to say amen is in a time when it's hard to say amen. And that's when we're in trials. And that's when sometimes things, hurtful things in our lives happen, and we may wonder why God has allowed some things to take place. And not that we question the Lord, but in our humanity, we have emotions. Sometimes the word of the Lord that goes forth confronts us with where we're at and causes us to look inward and begin to reevaluate our hearts and where we're at. And so there was a period of time when going through a trial, and I expressed myself through words. That's easiest for me. And so the Lord gave me this song that I want to share. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to share the words. But this is at a time where I had to say amen when it hurt to say amen. When the word of the Lord goes forth, when the trumpet sounds in Zion, when the Lord speaks through the man of God, let all the people say amen. When we bless the precious name of Jesus, when God's people are on one accord, when God is worshiped in spirit and truth, let all the people say amen. When God delivers us from temptation, when we rejoice, even as we're going through, when we are partakers in your suffering, let all the people say amen. Amen, amen, it is so. Amen, amen, it is well with my soul. Amen, amen, in the midst of trials, I say amen to your will for me. And not that I could ever compare what I have gone through to what the scripture I'm going to go to, because I can't. It's not even close. We've not suffered unto blood. We haven't been persecuted. But John, when he was on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, he says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we know that the Lord begins to deal with him, and he writes the entire book of Revelation inspired by the Lord. And in Revelation 22, verses 20 through 21, it says, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen. And so even in persecution, even in exile, even in tribulation, John showed us it is important to still respond with amen. And so the last area of amen I'd like to talk about is when we pray. We know that when we get into prayer, no prayer is the same. Every time we approach God, it's a new day, it's a new mercy. We say new words unto the Lord. Our prayer changes. And sometimes we're just talking to God throughout our day. We're just thanking him. We're just talking. And that's something that we do. Sometimes it's a prayer of just deep thanksgiving and worship, and we can't even get to the things we'd like to ask God for. We just want to linger in his presence and thank him. And sometimes it's supplication when there's a great need and we're crying out to God. And other times it's in deep intercession where we don't know what we're praying for, but God begins to pray through us through the Spirit. But no matter the prayer, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, whether we're up, whether we're down, when we pray, our answer is always the same at the end, and that is amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, the Lord says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your holy God. We bless you, Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So church, I hope that I've been able to inspire and encourage you that no matter what's going on, good, bad. You might be feeling incredible today and like you're on the mountaintop, and bless God for that. You might be going through some things, but no matter where you are, let your response be amen unto the Lord. God bless you, church.
Thank you, Sister Kendra. Thank you so much for this great message. And you can say it in a different language. Amen. And as Sister Kendra was speaking about this, I thought, what a simple yet powerful and positive message we're hearing this morning. And in a word, amen. Thank you once again, Sister Kendra. And church, on that note, why don't we just thank God for what we just heard right now? And let's pray and ask God that we have this simple yet powerful positive attitude throughout the day. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great word that Sister Kendra has delivered to us in her devotion, Lord God. We're asking you to anoint us and bless us with this spirit and this attitude that says amen, amen to everything that's going to come our way this day, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. And everyone said amen. Praise God. And with that said, we want to remind everybody about our devotion tonight with Brother Mantooth at 7:15 p.m. We will see you all back here on this line at that time. And everyone said amen. God bless you all.